Tony. Good morning.
Oh, Jonathan, how are you?
I'm glad to hear your voice.
It's got that slight croak, hasn't it?
Oh, dear. How's your festive season been?
It's been wonderful. Yeah, really good.
And capped off by a pretty cracking game of cricket that we're watching just now.
Oh, it's been fantastic. It's been a really good series all summer from India and Australia. Probably one where, as we watch the first test, it looked as though they'd be really evenly matched. But I guess as it's emerging, the struggle of a tour of Australia, which is possibly the biggest struggle you can go on in cricket, that's kind of taking its toll now, and it does look like there's a gap between the two teams.
Yeah, and a little bit of niggle too. There's some feeling, as we saw Mr. Kohli making many runs yesterday and having a bit of a run-in with Mitchell Johnson, which is, I guess, not unusual in for people to have run-ins with Mitchell Johnson, but there's a bit of feeling on the field.
Well, it was an incident yesterday where Mitchell Johnson went to throw down the stumps to try to run Virat Kohli out, and he threw the ball. Normally they just hold onto the ball and posture and stick their chests out and say stuff to each other, but this one... he actually let the ball go and he threw it into Kohli. And I think Kohli was very unimpressed. And I think the words he said is that he respects very few of the Australian players, he said after the match and after the day's play, which was sort of a bit of a slap in the face. And it was actually quite funny to watch the kind of apoplexy descend on the world of cricket as sledging was taken off the field, you know. It was kind of, and then I think Haddon said, oh, I'm not too sure about him saying things like that off the field. Mm. We sort of treated each other all horribly out there, but then it's all meant to be pushed to the side as soon as they get off the field.
Well, we traditionally have the beer afterwards and all is made well.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure they do that anymore, which is maybe a bit of a shame. I know all the old players lament that there's no beer after the game that they used to share with the opposition, and nowadays it is quite quarantined, I think, with hotels and media schedules and all that sort of stuff, and they don't have the kind of socialising. And Kohli, who really has stunned the country, he's just been amazing. And he said also in that same volley, he basically said they've read this wrong. You know, every time they abuse me, I find that really stimulating and it makes me play really well. And
yes, he says they haven't got that yet, has he? That's sort of the comment he makes, that, look, you know, this just makes me stronger, you guys.
That's right. He's up to 300s for the summer, and it's kind of been this an amazing show from the two of them. They've got Steve Smith doing it for Australia and Virat Kohli doing it for India. The wonderful individual performances.
Between the pair of them, that's the story of the season, isn't it? And two young men just hitting their straps. I mean, there's the future of both countries' team represented in both those players.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Kohli and other thing with his kind of his neat clipped beard and his millions that he makes in the IPL, and you can sort of just see this megastar emerging where he's MS Dhoni's had that role in India for the last few years as captain of the side and the most exciting player in 2020, but Kohli's kind of inheriting that mantle, and he's got the Bollywood star on his arm, and you know, he's very much looking like he's going to be the darling of a country that loves cricket darlings. So he's playing beautifully, and he struggled. Apparently, he went to India in England, and he struggled, but he's turned it all around here, and we're seeing what sort of natural ability he has.
So what are we expecting in this match? We've got 2 days to play. India still less than 100 behind now, but still with a deficit on that first innings. Is a result possible?
I think so, absolutely. So now you'd expect that that India, I think it's around about 50-odd, 58 or something like that, might be the deficit. Mm-hmm. And this morning, I guess Australia would be confident of knocking them over to go with a small lead, so maybe a lead of 40 or 30. And then it just becomes a one-innings match, effectively, with India having what is usually regarded as the tougher job, which is to bat last. And that means that Australia will go out and probably bat for, if they could, ideally they'd aim to bat for, I guess it depends the way they bat and how hard it is, whether there's a collapse, but, you know, they might be aiming to bat slightly into the day tomorrow and leave themselves 2.5 sessions to get India out. That would have been maybe the old-fashioned way of thinking it, but Australians have tended to be quite attacking in recent times. Yep. They might try and smash for 2.5 sessions and give themselves 3.5 to get them out.
Tony, thank you. We'll be talking sport again shortly. Tony Wilson, much obliged. Back with Tony. More sports roundup, highlights and details in the next hour here on RN Summer Breakfast.